Many. All right, all you sports fans, are you ready for the most intense, hard-rocking sports show in Tampa Bay? Well, the next hour will totally blow you away with all the facts and top celebrities and the sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evan the Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Band holds him.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is another Friday. It's the 8th of, what month is this?
December.
December. The 8th of December, Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone, live on the air. Matthew, what's up?
What's going on over there?
Just another beautiful day. Some things I want to get off my chest. Some things that I need somebody more intelligent than me. So that's almost everybody on this whole Rob Gronkowski suspension. Now, for those that live under a rock and they're not familiar, Rob Gronkowski has done at least one, maybe more WWE events. I think he's done at least two. And he did his third last Sunday in that football game. I know you saw it, John. Give me your thoughts.
I saw one play of the issue. I know he threw a temper tantrum that he thought he got held or some pass interference or whatnot. And it was a Buffalo Bills player laying
correct
face down on the ground, and he just belly flops onto him.
Yep, through the people's elbow. He thought he was Dusty Rhodes, Hulk Hogan, and I don't know who else does an elbow.
The Rock.
The Rock.
The okay. Rock.
All right.
Of the people's elbow.
He did the you can't see me.
Okay.
And then fell on top of him. He's now in the concussion protocol. And he got a one-game suspension. My question to you, and you, Matthew, and anybody else that's listening, how is that equal to somebody drilling somebody on the football field illegally, but playing football?
Within the white line.
Yeah. With you're in the middle of the game. You drill somebody. The guy who stood over him and taunted him, he should get more than a game as well.
Why?
Because you don't taunt.
It's because of who he hit. That's why. That guy's been suspended probably every year for cheap shots.
So it's okay to taunt him?
I think the taunting is why they gave him the game. If he didn't stand over him, it was a clean play. But he showed him up.
Well, no, he definitely showed him up.
It couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
No, I understand that. And, Matt, I don't know if you saw it, but give me, your take if you did. The fact that a non-football play gets the same suspension as a football play.
But what was wrong with that play?
I don't know. Did he get it for the taunt?
He got it for a dangerous
play. For a dangerous hit. It's now, I semi-agree with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Take the shoulder pads off, wear flags, and play flag football. But I don't know if you guys saw my tweet when he was comparing it to UFC fighting. And I'm just curious what that is.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that at all, Matt?
UFC fighting?
Yeah. What is UFC fighting?
I don't know. I've never heard of it before.
Ultimate Fighting Championship fighting. Oh, you meant MMA. You meant mixed martial arts. Okay. So yeah, he went off on his tangent, in the locker room as well. But at least get your stuff together. Did you see the play I'm talking about?
I saw parts of it, but I didn't really tune into it. I mean, really, the only football play I saw this week was about the Steelers player that was paralyzed, the Ryan Chesner play on Monday night. I think we were just finishing up at the press box when that play happened live, and then I saw the aftermath of people chiming in around the league.
Well, there's really nothing to chime in. I mean, he came in leading with his head. I mean, again, I don't want anybody to be injured, but it's not like somebody injured him. He injured himself doing a football play.
True. No, you're absolutely right. But I think, you know, when you talk about the game itself, you know, player safety, I think, you know, that's the whole reason the Gronkowski thing is taken precedent, because a player was injured, you know, in a non-football related play, right? It was a stunt. It was an act. It was a deliberate motion outside the lines, outside the play. So he's got to be held accountable.
Well, he definitely should. And I don't know if you guys saw, you know, when he got interviewed in the locker room after, and he started with, I'm getting held, I'm this, I'm that, and I'm sorry that I did it. It's kind of why I don't allow, you know, my children to apologize, because it's garbage. The only reason why he's apologizing for that play is because he got caught, he got penalized, whatever. Why would you start an apology by saying, well, he held me, and that's why he got the interception?
Yeah, I mean, same thing that a lot of our congressmen are going through right now. They're apologizing for a lot of stuff they did.
For holding. Yeah, they're apologizing for a lot of holding. Come on, that was almost funny for me.
That was pretty good.
You're getting there.
I get an attaboy. All right, later on the program, the most talked about segment of all time returns. Queer Eye for the Sports Guy. Mick has some things going on over at the salon. I guess the Pinellas Park Christmas Parade is tomorrow?
Yes, it is.
You know, and I know he does a big shindig in his parking lot, and rumor has it the Naked Pizza Guy will be there fully naked.
Not unless this pizza man gets rid of the flu. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, he texts me as I'm on the bridge going to the Ryan Neese charity event. Not 10 minutes earlier before I left, so I could have stayed at home. But no, as I'm on the bridge, I'm sick. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna restore.
What's the policy about calling in on knockout radio formats? Like an hour leeway? 20
well,
minutes?
Well, no, I guess if there's a leeway in how you played it last night, 10 minutes late. If I'm 10 minutes late, that means that's when I can call in. Are you feeling better? And maybe if you wore more clothes, you wouldn't get sick.
I'll tell you what, like right now I've got two sweatshirts on, because even the ceiling fan, any air touching my skin feels like little needles. So I don't wish this upon my enemy. And so I'm definitely staying away and incubating my family for the next 48 hours.
All right, let's talk. What?
I was going to say, there is no rule when it comes to calling out, because I've let certain people know a week in advance and get yelled at because I didn't tell anybody.
See? So you know you call in as I'm en route, you're going to get yelled at. It's a true point.
How was the Ryan Neese? It was a 9th annual holiday extravaganza.
Ryan does an outstanding job. It was great to talk to most common people throughout Tampa Bay and throughout the world. Know where it's Willa Ford. In fact, her name is Mandy Neese. It was great to hang out with her again. And she was the host of the original Ultimate Fighter, Ultimate Fighter 1. And so we touched base. Jamie Hovan was there. Michael Clayton, John Gilmore, Vincent Jackson. So there was a lot of support there for Ryan Neese and what he's doing. And Allison, who runs the foundation. And again, all I was talking about to Allison and everybody else was the fight Saturday, which arguably, and I know we talked about it Wednesday on Knockout Radio, goes down as one of my top five fights that I remember. I want to say it's one of the top five fights I've ever seen, which it is, because I don't remember much more than about five fights. But Alex Oliveira fight was unbelievable. If you haven't seen it, it was on the undercard. I think you can still get it on Fight Pass. And, you know, if you have the smart stream and all those kind of stuff, I know you can get it replayed as well. Unbelievable fight. So my question for you guys, again, is how do, you know, they gave two performance of the nights for both fights, the Alex Oliveira fight and the Eddie Alvarez-Justin Gaethje fight. How do you give a fight of the night or even a performance of the night on a fight that the other person really was never in the fight? At no time did Justin Gaethje win a round. He lost one, he lost two, and then he got TKO'd in three.
Was he competitive in one and two?
It was a slobber knocker, but at no time...
Was he returning punches?
He threw some.
Okay.
You know, but it was... To compare the two, and again, Justin Gaethje, friend of the program, Eddie Alvarez from my hometown.
Was it an exciting fight?
Well, any Justin Gaethje fight is... Justin Gaethje could fight a tree and it would be exciting. Because, you know, he throws and throws and throws. But the other one, guy gets knocked down, almost gets knocked out. He gets up, knocks the other guy down, almost gets knocked up. They both stand up. They both get knocked down. They played Ring Around the Rosie. They did all sorts of things, you know, in the middle of that octagon, and it was definitely a fight to watch. And then for the first time in a long, long time, Matt, I thought someone died in the octagon.
You must be talking about the Pez dispenser known as Overeem.
That's what I called him, the Pez dispenser.
That was the JoJo Knockout Joe terminology.
Wednesday. Yeah, it was an incredible knockout. I believe he will be, Nagano will be the new UFC heavyweight champion when he fights. I think they said it's 220. And then the biggest, and we will move on. I do have some Buccaneer news that we'll do in the second segment. The big news is, and I don't know if GSP has been stripped or he relinquished, but they handed the UFC middleweight title to Robert Whittaker. Whittaker will now defend against
Luke Rockhold.
Luke Rockhold. And there's a very ticked off Kelvin Gastelum.
Taking a leave of absence, he said.
Yeah, he's tired of it. I mean, how do you give Rockhold the automatic? I don't think he deserves it.
Well, how does Whittaker automatically win something? I mean, what did he win? Just a consolation prize for not being dead? I mean, how did he get the title?
He already had the consolation prize. It's called the interim title.
Back in July.
Right. So he had the fake title, and then they just automatically, you know, moved up and gave it to him. I'm not as upset about that, only because he had the fake title. It's the same way Aldo got it. You know, people don't realize that Aldo didn't win the title. He was handed it the first time, and then he was handed it the second time.
Ronda Rousey never won it.
That's true. You know, so, and Holloway, I'll tell you what, real deal. I believe the UFC will be headed to Hawaii, and I've saved up all my miles, and I will cover that one as well. All right, one segment down. I know it flew by. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about the NFL, the games this week, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I was in the locker room. We'll discuss that. Last night's Drew Brees, what are you thinking? And a whole lot more. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Welcome to Culver's.
When we say every Culver's Butterburger is cooked to order, here's what we mean.
Could I get a Butterburger?
The Culver's Deluxe, please.
Ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onion?
Craig Culver, I'm going to cook for you.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Follow me.
I would love to.
Come on, man. Fresh Midwest beef.
It looks great.
And we're looking for that nice sear, just like we got right here. That's where that great steak flavor comes from.
Totally fresh, made to order, the way you want it.
It's delicious. Fresh, hot, off the grill. Exactly how I like it.
Craig Culver on Culver's Fresh Frozen Custard Chocolate Shake.
Here's something you may not know. Our chocolate shake actually begins with Culver's vanilla fresh frozen custard, made with the world's finest vanilla.
Wait a minute. Vanilla?
Yep. It's the ultimate foundation for all our shakes and malts. Then we add thick, rich chocolate and handcraft it right before your eyes.
Tell you what I do know. That sounds incredible right now.
Nothing beats a cool, creamy chocolate shake. That's what makes it a classic. Welcome to Delicious.
Sparks are gonna fly. New Year's Day. Michigan Wolverines coach Jim Harbaugh. South Carolina Gamecocks coach Will Muschamp. Go head-to-head. Outback Bowl 2018. The SEC and the Big Ten battle of the year. It'll be intense. It'll be explosive. Bring your big boy pants. New Year's Day, Raymond James Stadium. Hit Ticketmaster now. Outback Bowl.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Saturday, January 20th, the high-octane action of Full Throttle Pro Wrestling takes over the 7-0 Center. See WWE and TNA veterans like Shannon Moore, Samuel Shaw, and the freak Rob Terry battling out in the ring. Meet WWE Hall of Famer and NWO original Kevin Nash. Violence, action, superstars. You can't miss this.
Get your tickets now at FullThrottlePROWrestling.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Bob the Beast Sapp, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I'm going to knock him out.
Fire it all.
Bob Sapp, one funny dude. I don't know if you know who he is. I'm sure you saw the remake of The Longest Yard, right, Matt?
I thought that was the K-1 fighter.
Well, he fought, I don't know if it was K-1 or Pride or, you know, some of the scripted and non-scripted promotions. And then, you know, he's done some movies, and I'm going to break his nose and that from The Longest Yard. Bob Sapp, a very cool guy. All right, first and foremost, when we talk football, we'll start with college football and one of the biggest games between the two schools, arch rivals, obviously Alabama and Auburn. A lot of people believe that is the biggest. I do as well, but pretty close. Top five, Army-Navy is tomorrow. Okay. Thanks for...
Am I supposed to respond to that? I have no interest in it. Is that a big game?
It's a huge game.
Which side are you on? On the Navy side?
Oh, I'm giving away free pizza because of that stupid.
I don't know. Look, I've never watched that game before. I mean, I've seen the online banter back and forth, but it means nothing to me.
Well, it should, and I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you why this game should matter to all Americans, okay? Because seniors that are playing tomorrow in the Army-Navy game, you know what they do as soon as this game is over?
I have no idea.
They head to war. You know, I mean, these are all military officers. They're gone. You know, as soon as this game is over, most of them, most seniors I know, and I'm against, you know, that they've now allowed some football guys and other athletes out of their contract with the United States government. You know, I think last year or the year before, they let the kid go into the draft and got drafted. And I'm against that. You know, you went to the academy. You went through the academy. You should go now do, you know, your service, you know, to the country. But that's why I believe, you know, especially if you're a football fan, you know, watch this game and have some interest in it, because these are our future leaders, you know, of the Army, in the Navy. And yes, it means a little bit more to me because I was in the military. And more times than not in my lifetime, I remember Navy winning, not losing. So it's better for me to watch. But yeah, I think you should care a little bit. You don't have to care a lot, but care a little bit.
Along the same lines, did you see that World Series champion, the 2006 Cardinal Anthony Reyes, is fighting the front lines of the California fires?
Yeah, I did see that.
He's out there with like 70-mile-an-hour winds on the front line, and I thought that was pretty impactful that, you know, professional athletes, after their career is done, are going to, you know, to fight the fire firsthand. I thought that was pretty outstanding.
Not funny, but it's kind of humorous, funny that you bring that up and you mention that, because I don't know this for sure. I won't know it until Monday night. We have at least two Buccaneers, former and or, you know, present Buccaneers. And I think we'll even, when it's all said and done, have more than two coming out Monday night. One, former Buccaneer, then he went and ended his career in Washington. I've been told, and I'll get confirmation on Monday when he comes out, that he is going through firefighter school as we speak.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so... kind of interesting that you brought that up, but yes, Adam Hayward will be one of our numerous guests out there Monday night at the Player Show. It'll be our final Player Show of the season, and season meaning this football season. Hopefully we will return for our 17th year next year out at the press box, but it should be a lot of fun. We're going to give away a meet and greet with, and I'm going to call him a legend, in Kevin Nash, former NWO wrestler.
I would say Rob Terry is a bigger star than that.
I'm going to reach through the phone line.
Listen, listen. Has Kevin Nash ever been the Mr. Olympia natural champion of the world? Because Rob Terry is right now. He just won like 2 weeks ago. He's got the greatest physique on the planet. And he's an awesome wrestler.
Better than mine?
It's a close second. But I'll give it a tie.
All right. Well, since there is such a love fest with you and Rob, Rob is going to be on our show either next week or the week after. And we're going to do it in studio so that Rob can come in and you can get your pictures. You can be hopefully clothed this time and get some pictures with Rob before his.
If you go to Pizza Diet Guy on Instagram, you'll see a picture of me without my shirt on next to Rob about a month ago.
Yeah, but I would rather see the picture with your shirt on.
That only happens when I have the flu.
Okay. Thoughts on NCAA football playoffs? Alabama has the week off last week, and they come through, and they're now in the playoffs. And here's the more shocking thing. They're coming in as the 4 seed and favored over Clemson.
I mean, how do you go against Alabama? I mean, it's just a dynasty. So I know Clemson won last year, but they lost their quarterback and they lost, half their stars. So I would go Alabama.
I don't know. I saw the Auburn game. They struggled in their last 2 or 3 games. It's still Alabama, or more importantly, it's still Nick Saban.
Exactly.
And that's how I think he got in, even though I do, and I'll argue with anybody, that Alabama should have been in over Ohio State. Ohio State lost by how many? And they allowed Iowa to score how many? So it doesn't matter if anybody is even close. You cannot let Ohio State in because of that. There was talk about Ohio State. I'm struggling, and I understand that Auburn had 3 losses, but how do you let a team like Alabama in? And yes, Georgia beat Auburn, but Auburn beat Georgia and Alabama, and they're the ones that are out looking in.
That's crazy. Oh, it's always crazy. BCS is always crazy this time of year. None of it makes sense. Didn't make sense back in the day before the playoff system. So, it is what it is. You just got to win. You got to be popular. You got to have the right, connections in the poll, voters. And then you'll be a champion.
Let's be honest. If this would have been 20 years ago or 25 years ago when Brigham Young, got to play for and I believe split the national title, UCF would be playing for the national title. And, you almost have to stop and think, here is a big school. I mean, it's not in the Power 5 and all that kind of stuff, and I understand that, but the team goes undefeated, yet they're not even sniffing the playoffs.
Well, yeah, because they took away the importance of being undefeated is not as important as the power or strength of schedule now. So, right. There's never going to be a fair system, across the board. You just got to win and leave it all on the field and let the critics, vote where they vote.
I know there's been a lot of media and fans that are saying that, in order to get one of those 4 playoff spots, you have to win your conference. Well, that's kind of unfair because of, unless you make Notre Dame join a conference, not every team plays for a conference championship. Now there's talk about expanding and making 4 automatics have to be, and maybe 2 don't, given, the top 2 seeds a bye. And I'm kind of torn, Matt, in this. If a team comes out week 1 and loses and then goes the rest of the year, undefeated, so they end up whatever in 1, people look at that better than a team that goes undefeated until the final game and then loses. So why is it right for it to matter where in the season that you lose?
Yeah,
To get into the playoffs.
I don't get that stuff. I mean, I don't get that. I don't see where it matters if you lose at the end or in the beginning. It's still a loss.
Well, and in this case, in 2017, it didn't matter. Alabama was undefeated. Alabama was the number 1 team in the country. They lose. They drop to 5. There's some losses. And then 5 goes to 4 and 6 goes to 3. So I know everybody, there's this SEC bias. And, a lot of people think SEC is the best conference. And a lot of people think the SEC, gets everything they want. you almost got to give them some attaboys if they got two of the four, you know, entries in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I can't argue that. But I still think of all sports, I still think men's college basketball has it down best. I mean, the March Madness tournament is still the best way. Let them all in and let them win to the top. And the best team that year that plays the best wins the championship. That's it. You know, like, I know you can't do that many games with football. I get that. But, yeah, at least make it 16 games or 16 teams eligible or 12 or – yeah, it's got to be more pool to like get to this, so you can eliminate that top four, you know, priority selection.
Well, I don't know if you heard the rumor, but they're going to attempt, or at least from what I understand, they're going to the Supreme Court to change the NCAA basketball tournament as well. So right now they have those teams that do the play-ins, to, you know, to get to be the 16th seed. Then what they're proposing is then you play this entire tournament down to the final four, then the final two. Then when the final two play, okay, the winner of that is going to play the Ball family. So Big Daddy Ball is going to play center. The rest of the balls are going to play, and then we'll see what happens.
Sweet. I bet the gift shop will be extra light that weekend.
Definitely.
With the Ball family around.
You don't think that that'll play out well?
I don't think so. But speaking of football, while we're still on the topic, I know we didn't even get to Wednesday to speak about Seth Gold and your live interview inside the American Jewelry and Pawn, also known as, or Jewelry and Loan, also known as Hardcore Pawn. But being a Michigan alum, I'm sure he's going to be excited about the Outback Bowl being here in Tampa with his Michigan Wolverines against South Carolina. So hopefully, if he's still listening to the show from last week, if he didn't tick him off too much while you're there, hopefully he'll be down in Tampa and he can take me up on that pizza offer.
Well, hopefully he will come. And, you know, when we come back, let's touch base on the Outback Bowl. I'll turn that over to you. And then we do need to talk a little bit about the Buccaneers, the return of Jameis Winston, what's going on over at One Buck, and who is playing for jobs and whose job is secure. We'll talk about that and a little bit more when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
Tan Talk Radio Network.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Welcome to Culver's.
When we say every Culver's Butterburger is cooked to order, here's what we mean.
Could I get a Butterburger?
The Culver's Deluxe, please.
Ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onion?
Craig Culver, I'm going to cook for you.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Follow me.
I would love to.
Come on,
to.
Man. Fresh Midwest beef.
It looks great.
And we're looking for that nice sear, just like we got right here. That's where that great steak flavor comes from.
Totally fresh, made to order, the way you want it.
It's delicious. Fresh, hot, off the grill. Exactly how I like it.
Welcome to Delicious.
Epic Body Work and Massage is the premier massage therapy clinic in Tampa Bay, empowering people to take control over their bodies through skilled body work and sharing of an education that inspires movement. Epic Body Work and Massage guides you through a journey of new awareness as they unravel the twisting years of tension that your body has endured, providing joy as what was once limited movement now comes alive as your body experiences increased range and movement. Visit their website at www.epicbody.work. Schedule an appointment by calling their office at 813-898-0601 and follow them on social media at Epic Body Work.
It's the Naked Pizza Man, a.k.a. the Pizza Diet Guy, and founder of Tour de Pizza in St. Pete, Florida. As the inventor of the pizza-only diet in 2009, I've dedicated my career to changing the image of pizza from a junk food to a health food. If you don't see me at the restaurant, you may catch me right here on Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy. Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
About halfway done, halfway to go, talking a little NCAA. I know you had to step out for a second. Before I throw it back over to Matthew, your thoughts on the four teams in the playoffs?
I have no problem with it. You look at the Ohio State winning their conference championship but losing by 30 to an unranked team, where Alabama played nobody but lost to number two team at one point at home. It's tough, but you can flip the coin.
And, you know, a team that, and I mentioned this to Matt, the team that really hasn't gotten any mention is Auburn. And I know Auburn has three losses. I understand that. But they beat Alabama and Georgia. So there's so many different directions. It's almost like
losing to LSU doesn't help.
No, I understand that. I think it's still better to lose to LSU than Iowa.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the third loss. So as everybody's saying, Ohio State kind of got shafted. I'm thinking I would have gone Auburn before I would have gone Ohio State.
But they got beat so bad by Georgia. That was the thing. On a neutral field.
I'm just saying of the two, I'm okay that Alabama got in. Again, win late, win early, it should be the same. And in this case, it is, where a lot of times it's not.
Do you give any credit to Alabama for beating FSU in the first game when all the stars were there? He got hurt when the game was out of hand.
Right. No, I definitely get it. I definitely get it. All right, so spent this week in the Buccaneer locker room. I've talked to Warren Sapp about this a few times, and I don't know if we've talked about it. And I will take the opposite side. I will do the radio gig. So whatever side you take, Matt, whatever side you take, Sean, I will take the other. This team is struggling. This team has not played well. This team has a lot of issues. Yet every day that we go in there for the 45 minutes we're allowed, they're having a great time. It's like it's a party. They're playing ping pong. They're playing cornhole. They're living life. Everything is good over there. Are you okay with that, or do you have a problem with it?
Well, I mean, according to Gerald McCoy this week, he won't answer any negative questions any longer, and he's going to keep a positive vibe. And as a leader of the team on the defensive side of the ball, that's his job to create a positive environment for his team. So from that realm, yeah, I'm okay with it. But, you know, if you're a professional athlete and you got million-dollar contracts and, you know, you're just playing a game for the fun of it and doesn't really matter, yeah, go have some fun with cornhole and play some beer pong, and who cares about the season? But, you know, if you were an old-school football guy, you're pissed that you're not winning, and you're angry that you're not winning, and you're out on the practice field trying to get better instead of playing cornhole.
And I'll take the other side then. I believe they are on the field trying to get better. Again, if they don't have the talent to be better, then they can't get better. Some guys come in early. It's been well documented what Cam Brate does. Comes in early, stays late, and that's why the connection and the chemistry, you know, with him and Jameis Winston. But it's still, and this is where fans don't get it, it's their job. That's all it is. It's their job. They want to win. We want to do a good radio show. It's rare, you know, but we try, you know, and then we move on. They go out there. They try. I believe most guys do try. And then when they lose, they come in. They're upset for a little bit. And then they got to wait a week to play. So what are they going to do? Sit there and pout? No, they're going to go play ping pong and have a ping pong tournament.
Is that why our radio show is not higher in ratings? Because we don't have cornhole in our studio?
Well, I ordered a cornhole and hopefully we'll get it.
You did. I remember that. I'm waiting for my Christmas gift.
I have no problem with them having a good time. They need to not think about it because that's all everyone talks about. And all they're going to think about for a week is how bad they suck. Play some cornholes, but they're still competitive.
They're being competitive on the cornhole and the ping pong table.
Keeping the juices flowing.
I'll tell you what, man. Have you seen some of that ping pong online? Those like competitive ping.
I saw the one with the soccer ball.
Their head?
Yeah. Brazilian.
Yeah.
And they played with their head. But, you know, I don't know. I keep fighting with myself. You know, I have people on both shoulders yelling at me. It's okay. No, it's a problem. You know, but again, they can't be upset 24/7. They can't sit at their locker. What are they going to do? It's lunchtime. If you have a regular day job, you know, and you're not this media celebrity that you think you are, Matt, you know, if you have a regular day job, when it's lunchtime, you know, you're going to go do whatever it is you're going to go do to chill. It's your time.
Hey, look, I'm all for a little volleyball bikini girl, you know, volleyball action in the locker room. It's all good.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Actually, I do have a Buccaneer question for you while we're on the topic of the Bucs.
Okay.
So what's the deal with the black Buccaneer license plates? So are those actual player cars, or is that like a thing you can like pay for the team, like at the DMV? Like where do these black Buccaneer plates come from?
Yes, you go to the DMV, and it's a special plate that I believe costs $50 a year.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, my daughter has a black UCF plate.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was a plate because I saw a Phantom Rolls-Royce pull up just near my house, not on my street, but I saw it this morning at the Publix, and I was like, I wonder if it was a player because he got out and he looked like a player. But I was like, he should be practicing, trying to get better, not here at Publix at 7:30 a.m.
When was this at 7:30? What day?
Today.
Today. What is today? Friday? I don't know what time they go in. I would find it hard to believe that a Buccaneer player would have a Buccaneer license plate.
Oh, so you don't think they support the team that pays them their check?
That doesn't have nothing to do with their team. Even though guys walk around in sweats and in gear and stuff like that. I don't know. You know what? I will poll some of the players when I go in the locker room next week.
Well, we can
That'd be an awesome poll question. Like, do it for both. Like, hockey. Do it for hockey, football. See, like, which guys support the logo and the brand of the team that, you know, pays them.
Now, see, in the case of football players, it's different. And in the case, you know, we were talking about, you know, Mo Spates, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, the guy's 19 feet tall. Does he really need to have an Orlando Magic license plate for people to know that he's a basketball player? Football players, you know, I mean, they're so large, 340, 380, whatever. You know, looking at them, these guys are an athlete. But, you know, baseball players, you know, who try to lay low and, you know, they don't want to be acknowledged and all that kind of stuff, you know, I would see not having it. But it's a very good question, and I will ask some of the players. Or I'll sit out there. Maybe we'll get a laborer from Staff Zone to sit out at the red light right there and kind of take notes as cars pull out, how many that come out of the left side. So if you're facing one buck, the left side, which is the player's area, how many come out there with a Buccaneer logo license plate?
That's a cool question. I look forward to the results on that.
I will do a scientific, I'll ask five players.
Sweet.
I'll let you pick the five players.
You know, I can do it while I'm at the Outback Bowl on January 1st. I'll be there from noon till 4 watching covering the Michigan South Carolina game.
Yeah, don't be so sure on that. But, you know, maybe you can go there with the ticket.
I'll be there for the lunch. I mean, out of all the bowls, is there a better lunch venue than the Outback Bowl?
I honestly don't know because I haven't covered a whole lot of bowl games. But it's and nobody really cares about, you know, food for either media or, in your case, sitting in the stands. And, you know, I don't know what's in the concession stand, but there are certain stadiums and arenas that I do look forward to going to, you know, because of both the food in the concession area and the food, you know, for media. I love going, believe it or not, to the T-Mobile in Vegas. You know, when we covered the UFC, they used to provide food when it was at MGM or Mandalay Bay. Now, because of the T-Mobile facility, they give you vouchers to go to the concession area. And there's a hamburger place up there, I forget, Shake Shack, I think it's called, which is unbelievably awesome. And I like that better than I liked when they were providing the food over at MGM and Mandalay.
How was the Little Caesars pizza at the Little Caesars Arena for UFC 218?
Did not eat pizza. Going fairly strong on this, whatever diet is that I'm on. It's a little Atkins, keto, trying not to eat as much. You know, I'm down almost 11 pounds.
Awesome.
I'm very happy. I am missing and can't wait, you know, to come off it so I can get a tour de pizza. But, you know, time will tell. Buccaneers. Yeah,
you look good in the photo yesterday. I saw you take a picture with the two ladies at the Ryan Neese Foundation party. Yep. Who were they again? Wilma?
Willa Ford.
Willa Ford. And,
You know, a singer, and she's from the Tampa Bay area, and now the wife to Ryan Neese. And the other one is Chris Hovan's wife, Jamie Hovan. So
they look good in the Knockout Radio shirt in attendance with their nice green jacket. I thought you were at the Masters for a moment.
Well, it wasn't green. It was tan, but, you know, in a picture, it probably looks, you know, or whatever. How about, and I discussed this Wednesday, another Hall of Famer in the Tampa Bay area, St. Petersburg's own, I believe he went to Gibbs High School, Ronald Winky Wright, gets elected into the Boxing Hall of Fame on his first year of eligibility. Big ups to my buddy Winky Wright. Very happy.
That's incredible. Congrats to Winky Wright and the city of St. Pete.
You know, great local guy, had a great career. He shows up at a lot of the boxing events. Matter of fact, he was there a couple Tuesdays ago out of the Coliseum when we went down to that. Goes to a lot of Ivan's things over in Tampa. And, you know, we have Winky in St. Pete. We have Antonio Tarver in Tampa. And represented, you know, in the boxing world.
All right. And then there's fights tonight in Tampa. There's, I don't know the name of the federation, but I know there's boxing tonight somewhere here.
Oh, I did not know that.
Because I got my friend who's my Muay Thai coach from Coconut Springs or Coconut Creek over on the other side of the coast said his fighters fighting tight in Tampa and asked if I could, you know, provide food after the fight. So I'll get more details and I'll get it to you later today.
And of course you will, because you offer everybody, you know, pizza and provide them food.
That's what I do. Yeah, but tonight I can't deliver it because I have the flu. So I'm going to have to get somebody to run that food for me.
Well, I know people in St. Pete. Billy would be more than happy to. All right, three quarters of the way down, one quarter to go. This is Talking Sports. We are brought to you by Ape Man Strong. Check them out on the web, apemanstrong.com, and the Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Sparks are gonna fly. New Year's Day. Michigan Wolverines coach Jim Harbaugh. South Carolina Gamecocks coach Will Muschamp. Go head-to-head. Outback Bowl 2018. The SEC and the Big Ten battle of the year. It'll be intense. It'll be explosive. Bring your big boy pants. New Year's Day, Raymond James Stadium. Hit Ticketmaster now. Outback Bowl.
Saturday, January 20th. The high-octane action of full-throttle pro wrestling takes over the Seminole Rec Center. See WWE and TNA veterans like Shannon Moore, Samuel Shaw, and the freak Rob Terry battle it out in the ring. Meet WWE Hall of Famer and NWO original Kevin Nash. Violence, action, superstars. You can't miss this.
Get your tickets now at FullThrottleProWrestling.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring?
StaffZone is, as the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bert Sugar, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Hey, yeah, I like this right here. Makes me feel free. It's got that, you know, that home.
All right, we are back momentarily. Mick Ferrari coming on. Some things are going on over there at Got Split Ends, and he will fill us in on that. What else is going on in the sports world?
I mean, I don't know how much sports related is, but I know you have inside connections to the Kelly and I think Ryan's show it is now. It used to be Kelly and Michael with former Giants Super Bowl champion Michael Strahan. But I was a little jealous today because Madonna was a live guest at the show. And I was like, you know what? I should have cashed in a favor for Randy and gone to New York to be a part of that show.
Well, not only would I have not gone to that show because I don't know where the line starts for Madonna, but second, due to the political world that we live in, there's issues with people that work at that particular show. Speaking of issues, we have something else to discuss, right?
Well, we were talking about Jerusalem. Like, how does that make you feel, by the way? Like, a Trump designated Jerusalem as the capital of Israel?
We will discuss it more on Let's Talk Politics this weekend right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. But without further ado, I am so flaming.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Quit playing with your dinghy.
All things just keep getting better.
And now, Mick Forhaer presents Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari.
You came into my life and my world.
Better after dropping
so
these 10 pounds.
Right.
Okay, Mick. Good talking to you.
No, I need an intro like that. What's wrong with me? I don't have a thing like that. That's awesome, Mick.
All right, I'll get you
what?
An open.
He doesn't have his own theme song?
I will get one done, and it'll start the same way. You are so flaming. And that's
Happy holidays to you, Talking Sports. How are you, fellas?
Not too bad. Mick, what's going on? I know you have a lot going on this weekend.
Well, we certainly do, and we appreciate you guys so much for all your support. You know, this weekend is the annual Pinellas Park Holiday Parade. It is, of course, one of the largest holiday parades in Pinellas County. And Got Split Ends, of course, is all over it with our annual parking lot watch party. It is, of course, to benefit our friends at the Kind Mouse. We just ask that you guys bring some snack packs for our Mouse Nibbles programs that feed 350 school kids every week and join us and watch the parade. Sunny's Barbecue here in Pinellas Park has partnered up with us, and they're going to be here serving up some Pipe and Hot Barbecue, and we're going to be selling Kind Mouse merchandise, and we're all going to enjoy the Pinellas Park Christmas Parade put on, of course, by Celebrate Pinellas Park, and it's always a great event every year. Also, tomorrow morning, we're supporting our friends from the Pinellas Arts Village with the photography exhibit.
Yes, it's one of the biggest parades in Pinellas County, but I guarantee you, Mick Ferrari, it is the biggest parade in Pinellas Park.
Oh, yes, it certainly is. And one of the only, I believe.
One of, yes, you are correct.
Also,
one
in the morning,
the
tomorrow, fellas,
right, God,
we are supporting our friends from the Pinellas Arts Village and our buddy Dylan Todd. He is an emerging young photography talent, And we are, tomorrow's the first day of our year-end art installation. You know, we've worked with other artists like John Gascott and Roy Cambrea from the Pinellas Arts Village with arts installations here at the salon for people to enjoy. You'll be able to meet Dylan in the morning and be able to purchase some of his work. He's a talented young artist, and we're trying to get behind him and support him. And, of course, support the arts here in Pinellas Park. Their kind of culture is a little hard to come by in these parts, so we try to get behind it when we can. The photography exhibit is from 11 to 2, and they shut down the boulevard right around 2 p.m. for the parade, and it starts at 6. So please come and join us. There is parking on adjacent streets. We hope to see all you guys from Talking Sports there, and we appreciate you very much and hope you have a great holiday.
I know that you've dealt with a lot of different artists in the past, and I'm just curious how that whole promotion with Michelangelo went.
Now, I have been around a long time, but not quite that long.
Well, I didn't know if, you know, you did something with Leonardo as well. You know, I just know that you've done a lot with different artists. So, that's my attempt at humor. All right, Mick, we appreciate your time. We'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you guys. Thank you, Randy.
All right, take care. That is Mick Ferrari. You can get a hold of him at Got Split Ends. If you need your hair did, that's definitely the person to have do it for sure. All right, so the Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the Detroit Tigers. And you have to always be careful what you say. I don't know if you saw this. I don't know if Ed heard this or whatever. But I guess in an interview, Cutter, the head coach of your Tampa Bay Buccaneers, made a comment that Matthew Stafford is having a hand problem right now, that, you know, it's injured. And I don't know, well, obviously he's now saying he was joking when he said, we have to go after that hand.
I don't think he's joking at all. I mean, I think he wants to win. His job's on the line. He's got to win some games at the end of the season or he's gone.
But you don't say that, right? You go after an injury.
I think at this point he's just throwing everything at the wall because he knows that this is the final road.
I heard earlier today, not at One Buck and not from a player, but I heard from a fairly reliable source that does know things that the defense just does not like Mike Smith. And take a look at the field, take a look at the production and the performance that's being done on the football field. And you almost have to say, you know, they're not even trying for this guy. Yet, there's talk that he could be the next New York Giants head coach.
And welcome to the crazy world of sports.
Hey, Randy.
Unbelievable. Yes, sir.
I honestly think this is going to be the biggest game in Dirk Cutter's career as a head coach. Because if they lose this game and they go 4-9, then on Monday night next week, it is the John Gruden induction into the Ring of Honor. It is going to be completely awkward.
Because nobody's there?
No. I think actually people will buy tickets for it just to see that.
You don't. I know that we sit next to each other up during the game, and I know a lot of people have been talking about this John Gruden returning to the Bucs. Do you really believe that? Do you think that could even happen? I don't.
I do.
Do you?
I do. The Glazers are about money. They want those seats filled. And, you know, Dirk Cutter, all this week has been a little snippy in press conferences because the seat's getting a little hotter, the noose is getting a little tighter, and this is a big game. If they lose this game at 4-9, I'm telling you, they're going to do double-digit losses this year, and the Glazers don't like that. They will. If John Gruden is available, and he was, we only found out, I think, earlier this year that they talked to him a couple of years ago, and I think that he's ready to come back, and I think everything is in place. I honestly think it happens.
And again, I'm the most naive guy on the planet. I don't think that he wants that again. I don't think he wants the pressure. He has life by the you-know-what that they like to say. You know, he lives at home. He has the football camps. He's going to have his own video game coming out. I understand it'll be next year. He's got a great gig on Monday Night Football. Even though there was talk, and I don't know if you heard this, guys, but that Herm Edwards was being let go, and then he took that job out in Arizona, that Gruden was going to be let go. Now, if he's let go, then maybe. But if ESPN has no plans to get rid of him, I just don't see it. But then again, what do I know?
But then ratings are down all around the board on that gig. And then he lost Mike Tirico. I think that was a big factor in the whole thing.
That could be. It definitely could be. We will wait to see. I think it's going to be closer game than most people expect. And I know a lot of people are, you know what? I may take the Bucs. I'll tweet it out tomorrow. I've got to decide because it was a close game against some more bonehead plays that cost the Bucks Sunday in Green Bay. If Stafford is hurt, you know, I still think he's going to play, but I think it's going to change up, you know, what's going to happen on the football field. So I'll tweet it tomorrow. I haven't decided yet. Matt, have you decided yet?
I think the Bucks win this game. It's a must-win game, and it has to. So, but you want to know what's interesting about, you know how Noah's been hanging out with Randy Harris too long, Ed?
What?
Because I'm looking at my ticker tape news flash on my computer, and it says, breaking news, 14 UN peacekeepers killed, 53 hurt in Congo attack. And the first thing I thought was, check Congo went crazy. And hurt a bunch of people.
why do you think this is a must-win game? I mean, they're out of the playoffs. Why do you think it's a must-win game for who?
I think it's a safe face game for Cutter. He's got to win something.
Well, that's why I said I think this is the biggest game of his career. Yeah, right now
he's got to win. He's got to show that he can win, even against a team that has an injured quarterback, even against a team that's not a good team.
And if I was a head coach, I would not be happy during the week if my players were playing ping pong and cornhole and having a good time.
It's crazy, isn't it? And I know you're in there with me as well. You would think that it's picnic time. You would think that it's summer camp, you know, in there, not the fact that they're whatever they are, 4-12, 4-11. And that they have not a big game, not only a big game this week, obviously a huge game the Monday after on Monday Night Football. Three of their next four games are at home, with the exception of playing the Panthers in Charlotte Christmas Eve. This stretch, I agree with you about how important this game is, but this stretch, having three of the next four at home, is a telling time as well. Let's see, will the stands be packed? I think Monday's unfair, the Monday Night game, because it is the Monday night. It is Ring of Honor. All those players are going to be there. I think it will be packed. What's going to happen at the other two, I do not know. Enjoy the Army-Navy game tomorrow. We're headed up to cover the Orlando Magic, as we are one of their affiliates, as another big game with Mo Spates. Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
Have a great week. We'll talk to you next weekend.
Value.